I want to welcome everybody to the first episode of the IB Undergrad Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to help undergrad students who want to break into investment banking do just that, and from the perspective of somebody who's done it a few times. In this series, we're going to cover the full gamut of recruitment, from networking to interviewing to the technical questions in interviewing, and even some of the concepts behind some of those technical questions that can be sort of confusing. At other times in the series, we'll take specific questions from people out there who are looking to break in. So after going through this full series, you should be fully prepared to go and land a job in investment banking. Now, there are a lot of great online resources out there that are pretty helpful for breaking in, and I've certainly used some of them. One of the problems is a lot of those can be expensive, and sometimes I think it's helpful to have an audio walkthrough of some of the concepts. Makes it a little bit easier for certain people. I'll tell you a little bit about my background and how I broke in. So I went to a non-target college. There were certainly some people I knew that went into investment banking, but not many, and investment banks didn't actively recruit at my school. During the spring semester of my sophomore year, I began trying to break into investment banking and cold emailing, cold calling some small boutique firms, and was lucky enough to get an interview from one of them and landed that position for an internship during my sophomore year. And while I was working there, you know, I went to a liberal arts school, so I didn't have a lot of the technical knowledge that I might need, that I knew I would need to go into junior year recruiting. And so, kind of late at night, after work, I would crack open some, you know, books and online resources and try to teach myself some of the technical stuff. And I really wished that I had had something like this to kind of help me along the way. Then at the end of the summer and going into the fall of my junior year, I began recruiting, going through really the bulge bracket, summer analyst recruitment process, and was lucky enough to get an offer from two firms going through that. I took an offer for a summer analyst position at a bulge bracket firm. I spent the summer there, had a great experience, and then the end of the summer came along and they cut half the intern group, and I was one of them, and all of a sudden I was back at square one. And not only was I back at square one, but I had the mark of not getting a return offer, which definitely made the process recruiting a little bit harder than it had been going for a summer analyst position. So I went through the recruitment process a third time, broke in again, fortunately, to get a full-time position starting after college, and have been doing that since. So overall, I've recruited and broken into investment banking three separate times. And now I've had the experience of interviewing candidates, going through resumes, making hiring recommendations, and have gotten the chance to see the other side of the table. Now, going through the investment banking recruitment process, preparing for that takes a lot of hours, a lot of effort, and it's certainly not something to take lightly. And so a lot of people will ask, you know, is it worth my time to do it if I'm not certain that I want to do investment banking? Maybe I think I'm interested in doing it, but I'm not certain, should I really spend all that time preparing if it might be a waste? And I absolutely asked myself that same question when I was beginning to go through it. And what I came to the conclusion of is that even if I went through this and spent all this time prepping and didn't get an offer, that I would still be ahead of the curve for other sorts of recruitment and have a much better understanding of finance and business. And even when I was going through the process, you know, there was a time where I was recruiting for an investment banking position at a firm, and they asked me if I'd also interview for another sales and trading position at that firm. And so that actually happened occasionally, where you'd be interviewing for investment banking and they'd ask you also to interview for maybe a sales and trading position, but it didn't tend to happen the other way around. It was usually investment banking candidates being asked to interview for sales and trading positions. And I think that speaks to the fact that the prep process for going through investment banking is pretty comprehensive and really prepares you for a lot of jobs. So overall, I would say, if you are all interested in finance or just business in general, Going through the process of preparing for investment banking recruitment is going to serve you really well down the line and is absolutely worth your time. So I look forward to getting into the series. Stay tuned and good luck.